Welcome back to the Cosmic Word. Welcome back. How is everyone feeling? Did you survive the full moon? It was an intense week for me, and I'm sure I'm not alone. Good news is, full moon is done. Also, Mercury went direct. Ah, what a sigh of relief, right? I thought so too. But then I was gearing up for an in-person healing event in Denver that took place this past Friday, April 26th. And every single time I hold a large healing event, I experience what is most easily described as interference, which for anybody in the spiritual space, you know that as soon as you start experiencing interference, you know that you're onto something of the light, deeply profound, and very much needed in this realm. What interference usually looks like for me leading up to an event is really heightened anxiety coupled with a full moon, Mercury in retrograde. It was not fun. It was not fun at all. Multiple times throughout the week, it felt almost like I was getting sick, but it never actually ended up turning out that way. I ended up being fine. It was just a really rocky road to lead up to April 26th at 6:15 when the doors opened and I dropped into ceremony. Because this happens every single time I hold a really large event, I expect it. I end up doubling down on my grounding, on my energetic protection, my shielding, a lot more meditation, a lot more prayer than probably an average week. What I also did, though, and this is just a disclaimer, a warning, a reminder that our words hold power, because what I also layered in this week was laughter. Instead of crying, instead of feeling frustrated about the interference that I was experiencing, about all of the things that my human mind likes to worry about, what people will think, will people understand, can I actually do this, am I a powerful healer, you know, all those shadowy fear aspects that love to surface when I'm about to step into my power, into my fullness of my power. Instead of believing them, instead of feeling rattled by them, this week I laughed and I thought, huh, I know this. I know this routine. I know this pattern. How uncreative. Those are the words I spoke, probably around 2 a.m. on Monday morning. How uncreative. I know how to get through this. I can use my somatic tools. I can use my energy healing. I can use my own words and come right back to a place of power. In naming the lack of creativity that was present, something interesting happened. My body started feeling like it was fighting an infection. I was experiencing fever, chills, sweating, still not sleeping, maintaining a pretty high level of function for my clients because that's important. Also for my household because I am a mom and a partner, and those take priority. But I definitely felt like I was fighting something. And then, about two nights before the event, my jaw started hurting to the point where that coupled with infection, I thought for sure there must be an infection, an infected tooth, something going on. It got so bad that Thursday night, I was dead set on rescheduling the event. Was sold out and being held the next night. I was convinced that we were going to have to reschedule, and I dropped into a meditative state, prayed about it, asked my guides, what do I do? And they said, not yet. Wait to see what tomorrow holds. But I did book a dentist appointment for noon on Friday because I'm like, there's something severely wrong. My jaw hurts. My ear feels full. I'm definitely fighting an infection. And I've tried all the things, the coconut oil, the clove, the oregano, all the things, and nothing is helping. So to the dentist I go. They took a ton of x-rays and found nothing. No cracked tooth, no infection, no crazy cavity situation. And the dentist looked at me and said, "Do you grind your teeth at night?" And I just laughed because leading up to an event, there's always no sleep happening. And I also am not a teeth grinder. So what he offered was muscle relaxers. And at this point, I recognize this is a new creative layer of interference. How silly of me to judge the creativity of interference. And now here I am in a dentist chair, ready to hand over $150 for something totally unnecessary because this is all just energetic play to keep me from holding an event. And so my system knew in that moment, this event is not getting rescheduled, and this event is going to be so incredibly powerful. For anyone listening, I denied the prescription for muscle relaxer, but I took it a step further. And I said, I actually have the best muscle relaxer that you can find in this realm. And the dentist looked at me so confused and asked what I meant. And I said, well, I work with a frequency that I channeled. It's called the Aquila Celestial Healing Frequency, and it is the most powerful muscle relaxer anybody could ever access. And he looked at me like I was a little bit off my rocker. I smiled because in that moment I recognized I owned who I am and what I do to a complete stranger, which just 4 years ago I would not have been able to do, even if it felt the invitation was there to share. And so I walked out of there still with a really tender jaw. It still hurts today, but I walked out of there and I prepared for my event. And I held that event. And it was my fourth completely sold out event in Denver, Colorado. And the channeled messages that came through, the frequency that came through, the souls that were present, it was, I can say without a shadow of a doubt, my favorite event that I have held thus far. We worked a lot on the root and on cultivating safety. We worked a lot on the throat and not giving permission to use our voice, but to just reclaim our voice. We worked a lot on grief. And not clearing it from our system, but integrating it into our system, integrating what we have lost into our system so that we may move into the next theme of the night, which was honor, so that we may honor the life we are meant to come and live and embody and maintain. We worked on meeting our highest self. Meeting our highest self. We spent an hour and a half journeying inward and allowing the frequency to bring forward whatever we were meant to see, to know, to hear, to move, to acknowledge. This frequency, the Aquila Celestial Healing Frequency, is the most potent energy healing modality that this earth currently has. And I'm going to get to that in a minute, but first I want to go back in time, specifically to 2020, which is always really fun for me to say because everybody slips into COVID PTSD, pandemic PTSD. That was a really big time on this planet in general. It's also the year my daughter came earthside, and the year the Aquila Celestial Healing Frequency made it here as well. But so, first, just to set the scene, in our human experience, we often spend our lifetime searching. We spend our lifetime searching for that elusive place or purpose, the one that truly feels like ours. And so often our gaze tends to extend outward. We're always looking outward for the answer, outward for the sign, outward for the direction. So much so that we overlook what has been within us all along, what is hardwired within our DNA, within our energy. And so for me, nestled so deep within me was this desire to help people and this really deep passion for rekindling faith in self, faith in spirit, in the cosmos, in the universe, and also faith in the power of gentleness, in the power of a soft landing, in the power of safety, internal power. And I, like all of us, spent the majority of my life looking outward, trying to find the path that already existed, the career that already existed, the modality that already existed, the place that was already there, that someone else had already laid the stones for me to walk as my purpose. It has to already exist, right? And so I kept searching and searching and searching. And every step I took towards another person's path, I started feeling more and more distant from who I am, from how I speak, how I write, how I see the world. I started to just see and experience life, including my own purpose and passion and desire, through the lens of everybody else. Because they must know better or more. They must see something in me that I don't yet see in myself, and so I'll go down this path. And it left me feeling so empty. And in 2020, I tuned into a frequency that ignited my inner purpose rapidly at light speed. It was the moment that I've been waiting for my entire life. I'm a mother and simultaneously channeling this healing frequency. And those two things combined activated something within me that I have struggled to put words to since the day it happened. What I wasn't anticipating was, after spending a lifetime of searching for my purpose, of searching for that thing that makes me feel fulfilled and alive, to be scared shitless of it and want nothing to do with it. Motherhood, that I can do. That scares me, but like, I'm here and she's here and we'll figure this out. I have an amazing partner and family and we've got this. That I will never run from. But this frequency that I channeled, that when I channeled it, not only was I informed of its name and how it works, I was also shown what it will become. And it's massive. It's global. What Reiki has been, we're going bigger. It's household name. It's healing events of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of souls. It's everyone knowing what ACHF stands for. It's a shift in the consciousness of the planet. And as I was shown that, I thought, oh no, not me. That's too big for me. And so I shut it down. There are other things that have happened that led to the dampening of what this frequency is, the turning my back on what I came to this planet to do and be and birth and bring. But that was a big part of it. I was scared. I was scared of the power. I was scared of the visibility. I was scared of where we were going. And yet, deep down, another desire that we haven't talked about yet that I've had is to feel seen, recognized, not in an idolized way, but in a I see you way. But that was impossible for me to be seen, for me to feel seen, if I wasn't even seeing myself. How is the world going to look at me as the person that brought ACHF to this planet when I'm over here scared, saying, I think you picked the wrong person? And so I spent the next 3 years, as I shared at my event last night with everyone who was there, I spent the last 3 years doing really intentional somatic healing work to heal unprocessed trauma, to find myself, to feel safe in my body. Because for us starseeds, the human's hard. The starseed part's easy. Honoring our human, it takes work. And so I got to work. And 4 years later, I stand here fully embracing and owning that calling. Because my nervous system has expanded enough to be able to hold that, to be able to hold not just the frequency, not just the clients that enter my world, not just what this will become, but the sacred responsibility that comes with being tapped on the shoulder and assigned to bring this frequency to this planet. It took me 4 years to stand here fully embracing and owning that calling. And now, let me share how my life has entirely transformed in approaching this work, specifically with reverence. Reverence is one of my favorite words. Because reverence is what I feel for this frequency. Reverence is what I feel for every client that enters my space. And so, reverence, what does reverence mean? Reverence is this profound respect or admiration for someone or something. Profound respect. It's this feeling within me that's often mixed with awe. And it's a word that typically pertains to the things that we hold as sacred. Right? So when we approach life or our duties with reverence, we elevate our everyday tasks into something far greater. And then it becomes something that's not just fulfilling, but also deeply impactful. So it's this perspective shift that turns mundane into extraordinary, simple into significant, normal into miracle. And I approach this role, this frequency, this work. Every session, every event, every transmission, every client with reverence. And as I look around at humanity as a whole, but especially in the space of healers, in the space of spirituality, I don't see enough of that. Because with reverence, with this profound respect, also comes profound gratitude. Also comes humility. And I don't see enough of any of that. I don't. And on one hand, that frustrates me. And on the other hand, it reminds me one of the many reasons why I am doing this work. Navigating this journey has not been easy for me. I have walked through a lot of trigger, a lot of activation, a lot of fear, a lot of dysregulation. But I recognize that all of that has prepared me for this moment. I can feel the momentum of ACHF building. I can feel it. There are souls being attuned to the frequency, new souls coming into my world, onto my Instagram account, here on the podcast, into physical space with me. I can feel it. And I finally understand that all of the struggle, especially over the past 3 to 4 years that I have walked through, the moments that felt like they would crush me, were for this moment where I could fully embrace and own who I am and what my life is meant to be. And in this season of life, I really have to honor my human. I really have to honor my human and love my human and nourish my human. Food, water, shelter, rest, internal safety. Those are the elements that are most important to keep my channel clear and pure and ready, to keep me in a state of reverence for the frequency, for my life, for my vessel, for my clients, and to avoid burnout. I said navigating the journey hasn't been easy, and that's one way it hasn't been easy. Other ways are like the crazy DMs that I get on a regular basis. You belong in the psych ward. You're working with dark magic. You know, all the things. Again, high interference. I'm doing my thing. Another struggle, though, has been both wielding this pr this has been both wielding this power, owning this power, holding this power, looking at this power, but also articulating the power of this frequency. And it makes sense. The Acula Celestial Healing Frequency emanates from another dimension. And it is near impossible to explain the full scope of how incredible this modality is in Earth language. So, in an effort to better convey this, I've really leaned on my community of clients, which includes you if you're listening. So, if you'd like to join me in this, you are welcome. But I've asked them to share their experiences through voicemails. The link is down below. So if you have one and you would like to help a sister out, record a voicemail and share what this frequency has been for you. And it is my hope that sharing their testimonials can help others better understand the profound impact of this work. Because the truth is, It is a celestial energy healing frequency. And the closest thing we have to compare it to would be Reiki, and yet it is entirely different. It is untouched, it is pure. It is long-lasting and intuitive and so incredibly deep. And so today I'm going to play two voicemails for you. We're going to start with Robbie, who will share his personal experience and insights. And then I will share my reflections on that. So let's cue up the voicemail from Robbie and give it a listen together.
I've had the honor of experiencing ACHF two different times, one through a transmission and the other a group energy sound bath healing. And both of them very profound. This medicine, this frequency that is channeled through Ariel is a really beautiful thing. And it comes at a time I feel is that it's really needed. It's really needed to feel a sense of hope in this world, in a world that feels isolated and so.
Scratch that, I'm gonna start over.
I experienced a transmission from Ariel. I've had the honor of experiencing ACHF two different times, one through a transmission and the other a group energy sound bath healing. And both of them very profound. This medicine, this frequency that is channeled through Ariel is a really beautiful thing. And it comes at a time I feel is that it's really needed. It's really needed to feel a sense of hope in this world, in a world that feels isolated and so separated through the busyness and chaos of life and technology. This intimate, sacred moment with this frequency helps to realign, to recenter, and to really bring forth that intuition that's in all of us, and to have hope, that there is a way. That there is a way to create more love, more wholeness in this world. And this is a vehicle to that. And the way that Ariel carries the medicine, the way it's channeled through her is really beautiful. How she holds it with sacredness and has reverence in being with this. Her relationship is just very nurturing and beautiful with it. And you can feel that in the medicine itself. Yeah, I hope that others get to experience that and it gets to be where it goes where it needs to go. And if you're one of the lucky ones to do that, I'm really, really excited for you.
All right, and let's see what this one holds.
I experienced a transmission from Ariel at a time where my wife and I were looking for a new place to live after finding out we had to move out in the next couple months. We've been living in our current home for about 4 years and a lot of stuff has happened here. Our daughter came in and left in this space. So to us, it is a very sacred space, and to leave that and think about going somewhere else is a little scary. And this transmission came at a time where it helped us to be with the grief and pain and detach from this home and this space so that we could call in what was next. And we spent almost every day with it in some capacity, listening to this transmission from Ariel. And what a beautiful, beautiful moment. And just the heart, the time, the creative that she brought in with it was really, really helpful. And it's something that I'll continue to listen to, moving forward. I want to say that, we pulled up to an in-person event with her several months after getting that transmission. And as soon as we pulled up to get out and go to her event, we found out from our property manager that we got a new place, and it's in the mountains. We were approved, everything's good, so it all worked out, and this medicine was such a great help in getting there. So thank you.
So beautiful to listen to Robbie's genuine, true response to ACHF to the work that I do, to the way that I hold that reverence for this frequency. And a massive congratulations to him and his wife for landing the home in the mountains and having it all work out. I had full body chills hearing that they got the call, not just in general, but as they pulled up to my event. One thing we haven't talked about yet here on the podcast is the way that ACHF can amplify and speed up timelines of the highest truth. I have watched people use ACHF and these transmissions for really powerful manifestation stories. And Robbie's is a perfect example of that. Dropping in and using the custom healing transmission to really help prepare him and his wife to visualize where they would be, but also to spend some time in reverence with the home that has been their safety, with the home that held their daughter who came earthside and quickly left, to be able to sit with the grief and integrate while also preparing to step into this new season of life. All of which wildly was a lot of what came up in the event that he and his wife were at, even without me knowing fully how this transmission landed for them several months ago. So, just speaking to the intuitive, intelligent nature of this frequency. Robbie, thank you so much for sharing your story. I'm sending you and your wife so much love and can't wait to see you at an event soon. Next, I want to play this message from Lisa.
ACHF is just as it's been described by so many. It's like Reiki on crack. I've had the honor of experiencing several of Ariel's ACHF healing sessions, both virtually and in person. It is quite difficult to find words to describe this experience, as each time has been unique. The common thread in each experience, though, is the dropping in feeling. During each session, I feel the most relaxed I've ever felt, as though I'm gently floating. Often a tingling sensation is felt. I also feel incredibly grounded, so much so that I can feel myself rooting into the floor beneath me. My hands becoming more like limbs of a tree. I sometimes experience a warmth that is felt throughout my body, and then a cool, gentle feeling follows. And at one point during last evening's session, I completely felt the presence of my late husband. And then Ariel spoke the channeled message she was receiving, which was about loss. And then Ariel spoke the channeled message she was receiving, which was about loss. Full body chills.
As many of my clients say, I would normally say that I'm surprised, but there are no longer any surprises when it comes to this frequency. It is so beautiful to experience and hear the profound stories of every single client because no two sessions are the same, whether it's between one person and another. Or even if you have received multiple sessions, no two sessions are the same. And it's such a beautiful reminder that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, energetic beings having a human experience, and no moment is ever the same from moment to moment. The one thing that is consistent with this frequency is you will always get exactly what you are meant to from experiencing it. So long as you are open to receiving it, so long as you are connected to breath and present, And so we covered a lot of ground in this episode, but bringing it back to the basics, it's time for us all to stop searching outside of ourselves. Whether you're a healer, searching for the modality that someone else uses, and trying to perfect it and make it exactly as they do, or looking at others and just trying to emulate what they're doing in general. It's time for us to activate our inner essence. It's time for us to come home to our highest self. And this frequency helps you do that. I've watched it happen over and over again. And to the souls who have been attuned and are currently in the 2024 attunement, and souls that are in currently the 2024 round of attunement, I don't teach them how to do what I do the exact way that I do it. They get introduced to the frequency, they understand how it works, and they also have the freedom to make it their own. Whether that means weaving in the elements of this dimension or amplifying their Reiki sessions with it, they get to, on some level, understand their own cosmic touch, which is what the attunement portal is called. Because I believe we all have it. I believe we all have a channel within us. We all have a healing ability within us. We all have a gift, a voice, a message, a purpose, a passion. We've just spent far too many days, months, years out of our lives looking outward. So much so that we overlook what has been within us all along. And if you're someone who has looked inward and found that thing and touched it and began to listen to it and honor it and are feeling scared of its bigness, of its magnitude, of its power, you're allowed to be scared, but you're not allowed to let the fear stop the momentum entirely. We just keep moving. And we do the nervous system work to expand our capacity, not just for the hard moments, but for the ones that feel like, ah, there's the thing that I've been searching for my entire life. I believe in a world. I exist in a world. I accept no other reality than a world where we all discover that thing that's been within us all along. And you can take 3 to 4 years trying to separate yourself from it, but my goodness, promise to make your way back. Because I made my way back, and the impact is now. The season is now. The time for this frequency, ACHF, is now. You can hear it in Robbie's share, in Lisa's share, in more shares that I will be weaving into this podcast. The time is now. And so if you have experienced ACHF, please share it with someone that you love, with someone you know would benefit from receiving. Please use the link below and share your story in a voice note. Because the ripple of ACHF becomes a whole ocean of possibility if we all bring it to this world together. So, to my clients in Ireland, join me. My clients in Mexico and Canada, join me. My clients in England and Australia, join me. We already have the global reach. It's just time to amplify what we're doing here, because what we're doing here is unmatched. And what we're doing here, it's a type of work that my soul has the deepest amount of reverence for. I'll see you next week.